Say hello to your buddy James Lott, who joins us now. How are you, James?
Hello, guys. How's it going out there?
Hey, man, we appreciate it, man. I went to school with James Lott. He was All-American defensive back, 7'2" hop jumper at Texas.
Wow.
Now he's a recruiting expert. He does stuff with Dave Campbell's. He has his own website. He's all over the place. He knows recruiting like none other. Can you just talk about the momentum that Tom Herbin is building? Certainly, Charlie Strong had some good recruiting classes late. They finished, they closed well, but they didn't have the early momentum. And for a team that hasn't won much, early momentum is key.
Exactly. And let me tell you, as an alumni also, I'm excited for Tom Herman and his staff. And they're making an impact early. And you know, going into these high schools, one thing I've been able to learn is being an alumni, you're walking into these high schools and I remember those guys getting on me saying, "Hey, what's up with your alma mater?" So I think now I can go in a high school, and so these high school coaches are excited the direction that Tom Herman's going with this recruiting class, and so I'm excited too.
Can you talk about the guy they got today, B.J. Foster? Some people I know have him as one of the number two player in Texas. How good is he? What can he bring to that program? And again, they got four recruits, four commitments in the last week. That's getting it done.
Right. And you're talking about, you want to get some people's eyes open, you know, for as a Longhorn. Talk about Billy Foster, like you said, from Angleton, the same place that produced Quandre Diggs and Quentin Jammer, special talent, NFL Sunday player, one of the best kids in this year's. And a lot of my rankings when I talk reports this year, I pick B.J. Foster as my top guy. So the need for Texas to get that type of talent with his speed and athleticism, we hadn't had a player back in the back end with that kind of talent in a long time. So he's a welcome addition, and I'm really excited with the direction coach is going with the signing or the commitment of Billy Foster. Another kid, of course, four-star prospect that was supposedly committed to LSU that they were able to flip is another kid, Caden Stearns, another long, athletic kid with what people are doing offensively. In the Big 12, throwing the ball around, these kids really fit what you're wanting to do on defense, because now you have kids in the back end that can run and chase these wide receivers and go out and make plays on the football. The other kid that everybody's talking about is a big hybrid-type safety kid, DeMarvion Overshawn from ARC. Big, tall, lanky, has size, speed, and athleticism. So these three kids are kind of the ones that are leading the momentum. And I think from what I'm hearing out here on the recruiting trail, you know, these kids are, Foster's a kid that can kind of, like Malik Jefferson did several years back for Charlie Strong, get that momentum going for the Longhorns and get in the ear of some of these other recruits and start leading these guys to Austin.
We saw a couple of years ago with Charlie Strong that Jefferson class was part of that, with these young guys that came in and really, as freshmen, just played immediately. Are we going to see some of these guys from this class that Herman's putting together have that opportunity, whether it's Foster or Overshawn or some of these other names you've thrown out, that we'll see starting on Saturday come the fall?
I think so, because if you look what Texas played with last couple of years in the back end, it's not your, you know, and I don't want to get in trouble for this, but I can say it, it's not your traditional safeties that we've seen in the past play for the Longhorns. We're used to NFL level guys, Jerry Gray, and people of that caliber playing in the back end, and so these are guys that are coming in that are going to be along that level, that are guys that can run and are athletic and can run and make plays on the ball and really, really slow down these offenses that are out here these days in the Big 12 that are throwing the ball around.
Yeah, and you know, they got one guy last year, Brandon Jones, that's going to be pretty good out of Texarkana. Now, he was a five-star guy that they got late, and they flipped him from Texas A&M. How is what Texas is doing, and how does that affect what A&M is doing, especially now that the AD has really put the coach on the hot seat saying he has to win? I know they got a pretty good safety, Leon O'Neal, out of this past weekend, but how is their recruiting going, and is – their coach been on the hot seat affecting that at all?
I think A&M does a decent job. He's always done a decent job recruiting-wise. But you're right, out on the road from what I'm hearing, kids are a little bit more skeptical now because that kind of got out. And anytime you get in your third, fourth year and you get called out by the athletic director, you know, kids these days it no longer is like that, you know, 4 or 5 year kid grows up, I want to go to Texas, I want to go to Alabama. It flips every year, it flips every moment. So these kids are more into tune to change their mind with anything that kind of scares them off. And I think what's going on at A&M with Sumlin is something that is scaring some kids off.
James, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for dropping down with us here for a bit.
Anytime, guys.